It's Tuesday, the 3rd of September, and I'm Tonata Kadila with your 5 p.m. news. Namibia's exports totaled 10 billion Namibia dollars and imports 12 billion Namibia dollars in July, leading to a trade deficit of about 2 billion Namibia dollars. Exports decreased by 23.5% from June, but increased by 21.2% year on year. Namibia Statistics Agency spokesperson Miriam Shihepo.
The import value decreased by 12.2% when compared to the value recorded in June 2024. And increased by 1% when compared to the value of 11.9 billion recorded in July 2023.
The Namibian Industrial Development Agency is looking for investors for feedlot development and fodder cultivation at its Kavango Cattle Ranch in Kavango West Region. NIDA's new CEO, Richwell Lukonga, also shared the potential for biomass production at the facility, which has faced issues with cattle rusting and sustainability and production efficiency at the Naute scheme.
One of the challenges that we have as a country is there's a huge cost in terms of importation of feed from South Africa. As much as we have local producers like Namibian Milk, there is still quite a huge need to have so many local players. That will also contribute to the agriculture sector in general. And definitely that is part of agro-business or agro-processing, which falls within various mandates.
The South African economy grew by 0.4% in the second quarter. The growth rate was slightly weaker than economists expected. According to polls by Reuters and Bloomberg, their median estimate was 0.5%. News 24 further reports that after previously saying real gross domestic product contracted by 0.1% in the first quarter of the year, Statistics SA revised that number to 0.0%, meaning no growth at all. Staying in the region, Botswana will hold a general election on 30 October 2024 with President Mokgweetsi Masisi seeking re-election. Bloomberg Africa reports that presidential candidates will be nominated on 28 September and parliamentary and council candidates on the 4th of October. To encourage voter turnout, both the 30th and 31st of October will be public holidays in Botswana. And Pope Francis has arrived in Indonesia, kicking off a 12-day tour of Asia. It's the 87-year-old's first international trip since he pulled out of a planned visit to COP29 in Dubai in November 2023 due to concerns over his health.
There's some powerful symbolism in the Pope's decision to start his tour in Indonesia, which has the largest Muslim population of any country. As well as working on expanding interfaith ties, Francis will also meet the outgoing Indonesian President Joko Widodo. This 12-day trip, which also takes in Papua New Guinea, Timor-Leste and Singapore, will be a significant test for the 87-year-old Pope. He now regularly relies on a wheelchair to get around, had hernia surgery last year, and has struggled on and off with respiratory issues. Giles Gibson, Rome.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.